这应该就是几个，
那个
在那弄的，跟着我们那打，营业额弄的，嗯，
营业额弄的他啊，怎么来的？
怎么来的嘞？
那个，他在准备把菜了，
做，
准备把 leave is finished, we are
at the bottom, we are the main door, 他准备来的，
嗯。
准备，你全部的到那个菜菜的油，那都是没油的少，那你麻鸡粉怎么写吧？就了，对，就是全部写的了。
So mindful, mindfulness here is a mental factor that recollects.A phenomenon or object previously realized or understood. Makes sense? Yeah,
Jemba. So there are Jemba 7-7 years ago, and the Jemba 7-7 years ago.
So there
are Jemba 7-7 years ago, and the Jemba 7-7 years
ago. So this normally is a Jemba, and this mindfulness, a mindfulness and this connection.In this context has Kechi Sumbin's three attitudes. Also normally, colloquially, you know, Dengi Sumbin's I miss my parents, or it occurs to me, you know, like thought occurring, but it's a language thing anyway, don't worry about it. Normally,
it's
okay. Meetings, I will not die today. In a meeting? Like that. In Tibetan, we use the word den, which is mentioned in Kings. It occurs to me that I will not die. Pardon? No, Dharata dra. Drana jen. Dharata dra. Drana jen.
That is Cheche Sumbin no ne, Cheche Tumbo de Yuji Chewa Debi Nipo se de Ibo Koro de pa Kan Ten de Yuji de Jirinbo Koran de pa Kaza Jede ga Jirinbo Nyonyo da Oye de ne.
So that This mindfulness here has three things, three attitudes. The first attitude concerns attitudes about the objects of object, and that is familiarity, association, familiarity with the object. So, when you become familiar with something, you know, that it stays with you.And therefore, the collection occurs. And now the second attribute is called mental function attribute. And the Tibetan word for this is nampa, N-A-M-P-A.And a number, in this case, is a very specific meaning how the mental function. The function attribute is retention or unforgetful, not forgetting. And now,the next is mental function attribute. The second one was the mental function. This is just function attitude. And the function attitude is
11.
Is a non-distracting. It was sharp focus on non-distracting. Anyway, mindfulness here has three attitudes concerning its object, concerning the mental process function, processing, and then, you know, function attitude, and so on. There are three. No, and so on. Three.
That's your thing.
And the fourth is, normally this word is, okay, the Tibetan word is thing, and it has been translated as stabilization. Normally it's also translated as concentration. Thing.
That this thing is in the Shedong and the Kadu. Same and Shirap Zero, you told me, you like Shirap, the Shiji, and you like you look, this is a Mibi. That Shile, Jimmy Sayu, that was.
So, the stabilization here is a mental secondary, is a mental factor, is a mental factor which has the function to induce wisdom subsequently. So if you understand an object and then concentration or stabilization is that mental factor which remains fixed, stabilized or rooted.
And the Shinya, the Shinya, Jilawzana, that thing is in the Fonton de Shiraki, the Shigroa.
So, thing is in here is a means to achieve karma abiding. Whereas, Fakdong, special insight, is a way to develop wisdom.
You know, the thing is, how much this year is that thing in the inner thing is the senior doing the chugging market and not Bumbala to be Lord Kangilu Bumbato to Loy in a kick called the thing in the Yoko Gura. In the Yukara, Tungi, Lord Team, Yusela, we but this is never seeing it. Thing is, that's Shira, the Kunyamu Janaja, Shira, you use the Purin Jay.
So, however, there is no privation, or however, it does not necessarily follow that mindfulness here is a means to come up to developing karma abiding. For example, when you... Pardon?
You said mindfulness before, but stabilization or concentration.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. Stabilization. Sorry. Stabilization here. However, it doesn't necessarily follow. Stabilization here necessarily gives rise to karma abiding because when you see the bars, there is a stabilization of the mind on the bars, that means mind staying power, mind staying power on the bars, mind staying power on the bars, and then as will be talked about, analysis of the parts of the bars and understand them is function of wisdom. So, when civilization and wisdom and they go together, it is civilization's function, it is the function of civilization to make the mind remain single-pointedly focused. And it is the power, it's the function of the wisdom, it is the function of the wisdom to make the mind not become muddled with other awarenesses, but understand the object under consideration and its parts. So, okay, now to recap. Aspiration, okay, of five determining factors, aspiration leads the mind to an object. Belief, conviction, arouses, passion for it, and develop and seek it.
Can be your beginning.
And mindfulness ensures unforgetfulness. And civilization ensures one-pointed focus.
Shiraji Yujian Madhya.
And wisdom ensures that the mind considering a phenomenon doesn't get the object under consideration muddled up with other objects. So this concludes yūmīng, object determining mental factors. As we had last week, five omnipresent mental factors, and then these object determining, or rather five determining and object determining factors are what is called 10-member mental factors. And for your information, object determining mental factors only accompany mind which understand things. And now let's move on to
Thank you.
Geshe-la's text moves on to talk about six roots. So now let's briefly run through the 11 virtues, 11 virtuous mental factors. Number one is faith, and the faith here is kind of a reasoned faith, okay, a conviction you gain through knowing, through sound knowledge, or through, you know, yeah, through sound knowledge, and it is the Geshe-la says this is a, it has a strict reference to Buddhist belief in the like reason, faith in the three jewels and karma and so on.
This faith
excludes unreasoned faith. In other words, this faith excludes blind embrace of something just because somebody says. Faith here necessarily needs to realize or understand the object with which one has reasoned faith or reasoned love and conviction. Love is regretful, unwavering. So here the words Dr. Mava means unchanging or unwavering or irreversible. And the second is Matashiva means shame. Shame pertains shame is posited from independence of on one. The other way around, shame takes into consideration others, embarrassment takes into account oneself.
젠더 샤와 로바 카레 셰바 있나 데 젠더기 에 샤멜라서 버 근데 용그레 판 산에 런기 샤와 넘바데 까바텔라 저 뭔가 뮤지바 셰비 생겐데라 나 나다 로마사 시에시고
so shame is a virtuous mental factor which stops you from in from doing not so good a deed or bad deed, fearing censure from others or being put to shame by others. So anyway, it's a mental factor which stops you from doing some an action which if you perform, you fear others will ridicule you and taunt you, and therefore not being able to withstand that, but you stop doing it, and that is shame. Embarrassment is a mental factor which stops you from embarking or from doing bad action. Don't remember means bad action or unwholesome action on the grounds such as I'm a Buddhist. I'm a novice monk. I'm a bhikshu, and or on the ground, I have taken vows not to do so. Therefore, I ought not do it. It is called embarrassment.
Then the sujin shiro lan li da ma da ne kada. Then the shawa is shiro shu mena.
So this virtuous mental factor helps you restrain from unwholesome action, restrains you from mental dash invisible mental factor which other people will not see, whereas actions of the body, actions of the speech, if you perform, they are visible, palpable to other people. Therefore, they can be known by other people. Therefore, one can be subject to being ridiculed. But this one is a mental thing. Therefore, on the restraining from perform a mental negative thing on the grounds, I'm a Buddhist, I'm a, and so on. And now, then the next three are called three root virtues. Called non-attachment, non-hatred, non-ignorance. So non-attachment obvious is obvious.
但这个也变化了，那可是啊，这个也变化了，它先通的，先进去了，但那上面把自己说了。
So it is a mental factor, which sees.Dun means drawbacks. Drawbacks in objects in five central objects.
Data with any joy, then I did the hotel cover, don't be silly, say you say, what? In the end, the end, my dear, what? But that's it, those who pass by someone on top of you are there.
So, when one is asked, okay, when we give the definition of attachment as opposed to non-attachment, we say it is a mental factor. Attachment is a mental factor which exaggerates perceived qualities, perceived desirable qualities of the five sensual objects. And therefore, that being the definition of desire or attachment, here non-attachment should be a complete reverse of it.
non-hatred.
Non-hatred is a mental factor with the awareness of non-aggression. Not inflicting pain on objects or people or things.
That's it. That's 대리 디게니 대라 세와 제바데 까 까베티지 세와 제바 멘데데
크리지 anyway just to put it simple it is a mental factor which prevents inflicting violence on any other being
so 얘는 세와 제에 대해야 될 세와들의 성이야 리는 세와다 아니 소라 세와다 로시아 세와다 세와 성이야 대성은 가야만지 세바데 세바데 도바 제 생주제가 제도 매우 세주제 나오겠다
so
얘는 오는 저기 미지다
뭐지 so affliction of affliction of violence aggression can be inflicting violence on others' life, on others' body, and on others' life stock, and on others' material resources or possessions. Not harming them anyway. No,
this. No, yeah. That is no.
So there's a difference between violence, aggression, and harm. So if somebody insults me, it can harm me, but it's not aggression. When it says there are three objects of aggression or harm, would be body, life, and the longevity resources. Resources is a very broad term, which would include mind, because mind is seen as mind. Remember, my mind. And therefore, just as you said, my pointing to my heart, which is, and therefore my mind. Mind is seen as something to be utilized.
It may be in a rangi lurina figure. Same kind of strong, so to the same, the same thing, little one. The lude, pumbol, jagomare.
La.
Pumbol, and zuku, pumbol, and lumare. You say, get on subomare.
No.
コザディ、コザロンロンギ、ヤナタマトバテラ、コザディ、リュウセラゴレ。カレカドゾレ。マジュトモセディ。ヤカ、マジチェナドリュウセディ、ジュレネセディ、ジュポコロロワ。ナレ、シタンギリュウセディラ、ドプチポルコウマレ。ナセニミリュウセディ、コザディドキ、チャシタマディバテラ、ヤナタマディバテラ、コザディリュウセゴレ。
Normally, lu means the body. When you hurt some physically, you are hurting their body. But here, when it says there are three objects of aggression or an infliction of violence, and the first is lu, and body here doesn't refer to this. It refers to aggregation. Okay. Aggregation of five parts. You know? You understand that? The five aggregates. The five aggregates. So this is a, Geshe-la says, it's much debated. And therefore, from dialecticians' understanding of a Buddhist epistemology, then it includes that which make parts, which make up the parts. Here, five or six, which make up a being. Last
question. Hmm?
So when it says non-ignorance, so it's a mental factor, non-ignorance is a mental factor which is the flip side or the opposite of ignorance. So now, ignorance.
Yona gewe shola maza mamo bigi shele chinji seju sena tante tumu me pasi gewa chonji shabe inda ti ya ho re
gewe shola mamo de kujo
oya mumba me
and
so mu si de gewe shola ani kani mu pasi roa
so here it could be also defined as a mental factor which is not confused about virtuous phenomena, things of that, which is not confused about things virtuous. Timuna. 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 Non-ignorance as a mental factor can only be had at a very high level, like levels of Buddhahood. Geshe-la says non-ignorance here is a very coarse lack. Okay, it's a lack of coarse ignorance, and non-ignorance therefore is present in all ordinary virtues as well. For example,
Sanjie Dan Xu Gindi.
For example, when you know the three jewels as Buddha, Dhamma and Sangha, and the knowledge, that knowledge is non-ignorance. Just a very brief example. It says effort. Normal word that we normally use is mouthful, enthusiastic perseverance. But this one says effort. And what is effort or enthusiastic perseverance? It is a mental factor. Very very interested, delighted in virtues, which takes delight in virtues.
When the
And for example, when you embark on, say, a practice of reciting prayer, practice of meditation on something, no sooner you started the practice, then your mind goes lethargic. Or your mind, rather than thinking of the topic under consideration, it's very shifty and thinks of all other things. And that is an expression of lack of enthusiastic perseverance. The next is pliancy or pliancy. 신정.
근데 다 논지 신이 가서 돈 신신 요구 내가 더 세지와.
네.
대다 말에. 근데 신이 더 다는 게 제가 말로 와. 근데 제가 코로나니 제가 계산지 저 신이 생코나 데시티 나이데 리더 생이가 봐. 양티지는 이제 용이시. 이제 신의 이제 되는 세주시라. 이제 시종 시작 거기 따라.
So pliancy here, although pliancy is a term normally associated with karma biting. When you're about to develop perfect karma biting, you do so through pliancy. But here pliancy does not just confine to that. Pliancy here refers to a state of well-being, physical and mental, when a satisfying sense of well-being, a sense of satisfaction and well-being that you experience when you have managed to do, you know, or in when you have managed to embark on and do. To a practice, in a sense of
accomplishment.
Sense of the good feeling. You feel good, then say it.
Then
you feel good. So, for example, you have been practicing patience, you have been meditating on patience before before you encountered, you know, provocation. And when somebody really provoked you, you didn't lose your ground, you didn't lose your dignity. You remained calm and collected. As a result, you felt really good about it, physically and mentally. That is a kind of a rudimentary pliancy.
No, that's one thing about this year. You come not something that you are not doing. And if you are fit and healthy, then.
To give another example, let's say you have managed to make an offering to a sublime being as the Dalai Lama, calling as the Dalai Lama, and when he accepts your offering. Instead of feeling that you have lost so much of your money, rather you feel a sense of elation, sense of elation, lightness, both in body and mind. And that is an example, that's another example of Xinjiang. Not to be confused with Xinjiang in Northwest.
Go ahead.
And the next one is conscientiousness is the ninth one. So conscientiousness is a mental factor which guards, Krishna says, mind and body from entering unwholesome activities, or from doing unwholesome activities, being, you know, circumspect. Is the word?
So here the
definition is the more inclusive. It's a conscientiousness is a mental factor which engages diligently in the sublime wholesome action dash, namely virtues, and guards body and mind from entering or embarking on unwholesome ones. The one I gave you before, Geshe-la, is more inclusive.
Next
is equanimity. So this equanimity is called equanimity, a class of 10 virtuous mental factors, because the term equanimity is used in all immeasurables, and it is also used as the foundation of developing bodhicitta. You know, as if you can recall, it is also used as an antidote to doing away with subtle disturbances of concentration, called non-application of antidotes, just letting things as they are. That is also called equanimity. But here equanimity refers to equanimity, a member of 10 virtues.
Gebat So,
Pangyong here, equanimity, is a mental factor, which induces the mind to be in between very coarse, you know, coarse, C-O-A-R-S-E, coarse, excited, excited. Okay, I'll say that is a mind, mental factor, which ensures the mind stays in between, not affected by coarse, excitable minds as a desire, arrogant of the pride and anger. So these are very excitable minds. And from sunken state of mind, the low ebb function of mind, where the mind, nothing much comes to the mind in a state of blank. When I said that, what it's saying is, equanimity here keeps the mind in a neutral state. Neutral in the sense it is not affected by excitement, mental factors as amorous feelings or desire, or like Germans, pride, and so on, because they excite. And you know, and they induce excitement, which is one of the two prominent factors of disturbance of concentration when you're at advanced kind of stage. And timuk, it also saves the mind, keeps the mind away from, or keeps the mind from experiencing a trough state, which is dullness. Nice.
이게 시행을 하고
그러죠.
네, 근데 然后 건도 저기 개선에 시계의 시행이 맞아요, 시계 이게 대중 시행이 공룡 티워.
So anyway, to make it easy now, equanimity is a mental factor which stops the mind from experiencing the faults of excitement and dullness.
제가
And now 11th is
넘어면 돼요.
It's non-harmfulness.
자, 세와 세비, 아까 이제는 내와 세가 일곱으로 내와 매비 세준 세, 세와 매비 세준 세, 넘어면 돼요.
Put simply, non-harmfulness is a mental factor of non-malice.
Dana ane jin dunga la mi ne te ane kare mi ne mize namba chi se yo la wa.
Jinal.
Jin dunga la mi ne mize namba chi se yo.
In a way, the text that I'm reading from says, Krishna says, it is a mental factor which focuses on or observes others' suffering and cannot withstand the suffering. Now for your information, according to Vasubandhu's writing called Abhidhamma Kosha, or the Treasury of Knowledge. So according to Vasubandhu, he says, if it is a virtuous thought, if it is a virtuous mind, it has the company of all the 11 virtuous mental factors. That is Vasubandhu's viewpoint.
But I
believe what he said does not hold water necessarily. If all of them are to be present around every virtuous thought, then take this as an example. You know, a blind faith is a virtue, it believes in something that is good, but has not actually understood it. That being the case, faith, the first of the 11 virtues, would be absent, because faith here is reasoned, a kind of a certitude and a conviction based on precise and sound knowledge or understanding. So it doesn't hold water. So let's then talk about the last four mental factors. They are called the four changeable ones.
一人结吧，不结，你结得过？那一结吧，嗯，多吧，结吧。
On page 149, the number 6 where it says four changeable mental factors. What are they? Have you found it? 145. 145, I beg your pardon. It says sleep, contrition, investigation, and analysis.
So
So sleep is changeable in that sleep is a mental factor, it's a mind. Sleep is, okay, sleeping mind, therefore, sleeping mind can become virtue, non-virtue, or neutral, depending on what precedes, depending on whether there was a virtuous frame of mind just before the mind slept, and so on. If there's a virtuous thought, sleep becomes all virtue. If there's a non-virtuous thought, sleep becomes non-virtue. If there's neither of the two, it becomes neutral.
예바데 연지세가잖아. 개월에 개월에 개월에는 스칼이 잡네 대체. 같이 제마도 담아 제바세오이나 미게와차로. 개월 칸테 시데 연지 담아 미게르기 지파. 미게와지 시에니 타카 테제마티 담아이나 텔 제바시 차지 카제 제바타지게 대사지 타 개월 주조게. 근데다 개월 연지세.
So confession or remorse is changeable. It can be virtuous, it can be non-virtuous. If you regret, if you have a contrition for virtue, it becomes non-virtue and vice versa.
That's all.
So here, the last two mental factors are investigation and analysis. I'm not happy with this word, investigation. Anyway, I have to use this word, and Geshe-la says, these are present both in virtuous and non-virtuous. And investigation and analysis accompanying virtuous thought, naturally, these two also become virtuous, and vice versa.
여기 가서 인위는 싫어
유니는 나래
싫어지 가서 다 투명한데 맞은 거 제발이다 아니 제 아 제발 오버인데 간 싫어지 아니 가서 몸비온데 아 개비온데 맞은 거지 제발 있어요 도지
で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で、で
number, series number, chain, give it to her.
Together,
no.
So, you know, these two words, investigation and analysis. Although, anyway, in the Tibetan word for investigation is tokpa. Not to be confused with the normal thought or conceptual awareness we have been talking about. And investigation here is a coarser, whereas analysis is finer. And so, if you go back to five optics determiners, coarse, the five or the five object determiners, the last two are stabilization and wisdom. 그시라디는 시랍자로 똑같자로 유심을차 유심을차로 튀긴디 겨
게센도 다시 제미 로 제미 넘버데 기회시
다시
넘버 시로 초도 제미 제미 넘버 신 샤스나
제와
제와 님으로 야티 시비 넘버 신 차이는 이한 개가 지고로 시라 시라 초도 제미 다시 니모지 자 간다 시라데 아니 예모는 생시 일을 맞춰 봐이나 가다지 무게가 잡아
Investigation and analysis are the function of the last of five object determinants, wisdom. When wisdom leads the mind to a virtuous object, and then roughly understands that is investigation. When wisdom leads a mind to a virtuous object and understands a virtuous object in fine detail is analysis. And in the same way, wisdom can lead the mind to a non-virtuous object and then have coarse and refined cognizance of the non-virtuous object. Therefore, these two as well are changeable minds. So if these are clear in your old hacked brain, then this will be clear to other people. That's good. Is it clear to you?
Yeah.
Roughly? What?
Intelligent.
So, says, if only you understand, these are intelligent people, and they will get it. How many are left now? How many classes?
Two more.
New hours? And then that will give us time to talk about six root secondary mental factors and
that's
the last one. If everybody, Buddhists, have chance to hear the discourses on the root dimensions and so on, because these are important issues.
우리 드라를 그런 드라토에서 많이 말했잖아. 지금까지 신대 얘기해 주면서 나 지금 하는 거 기준으로
not just people who have been regular attendees, but a wider circle of people could come.
I think it's like,
and so on, is that important? He said, oh yes, of course, for me it is the most important. If you don't know them, you don't know how to abstain from them.
Also,
the Tantra talk about these